Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Ashley, and I'll be reading my Daily Phil devotional, Our Just Defender. Romans chapter 3 famously states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Paul concludes with what seems to be an oxymoron. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. I sometimes hear Christians make the comment that God, as justice embodied, can't forgive sin without inflicting a penalty on the offender. That's why Jesus took on this penalty for us, the offenders, in our place, since God had to uphold his perfect justice. But I find the emphasis of this statement unhelpful. Instead, I'd like to emphasize how God maintains his perfect justice, with an epic dad move, by choosing to take responsibility for his beloved children. God created us with the capacity to choose or reject him, and while God has the power to bring his creation back into submission to himself, his choice would have to override ours, nullifying the freedom he gave us to participate in love, which only comes through choosing him. God loves us too much to take away this freedom. And besides, if he did, then he would be allowing the evil with which Satan tempted Eve to triumph. He would be using his power to bring humans back into a relationship with himself by forcing them to do so. And that's just the power of any dictator. On the contrary, the move that most beautifully champions God's all-powerful love would be for him to gather his corrupted children back into his restorative embrace by winning over their hearts. But he must also put an end to their death and wickedness and his justice and goodness. So to do this, our Father chooses to become our justifier and woo us back to himself by breaking our stony hearts. Did you know that justifier means advocate, defender, champion, and supporter? That's what Jesus became for us when he died on the cross. To quote the English poet John Donne, Jesus makes it so that, quote, "death shall be no more," and says commandingly to the cause of our brokenness, "death, thou shalt die." Not only does Jesus eradicate death and the wickedness any human has ever committed by absorbing it when they return to him, he then sweetly whispers, with arms outstretched, "Now, my child, will you come to me? I offer you rest." This is who God is, our just defender who turns the world upside down by making himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. By giving up his majesty to suffer on our behalf in the most heartrending way possible, he makes it impossible for us to do anything but freely surrender our softened hearts up to him. Now that is the power of justice himself, wielded by the ultimate dad of all time. Thank you, and I hope you have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.